Thirteen, the Tarawih Salah. The 23rd para was recited, 23rd Juz, Surah, and starting off from a majority of a portion of Surah Yasin. There are great virtues mentioned for reading Surah Yasin. In one hadith it comes, a person who reads Surah Yasin in the beginning portion of the morning, Qudiyat Hawa'iju, all his needs for that day will be fulfilled. Another narration mentions a person who reads Surah Yasin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of 10 Quran Sharifs. You'll get the reward of reading the whole Quran Sharif 10 times. So we should always try daily to read Surah Yasin, and our worldly needs will be seen also, the needs of the year after also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill the needs of a person. And ulama said that the Surah Yasin is called Qalbul Quran. In the hadith it's called Qalbul Quran, the heart of the Quran. And they say the heart is the one which gives pumps life to the rest of the body. So why it is called the heart of the Quran is the three main themes of the Quran. Tawheed, Risalat and Akhirat. Three main themes of the Quran all mentioned in great detail. And this is the heart of a person. The more our yaqeen and tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala is the risalat of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and akhirat. These three beliefs are strong in a person. Then inshallah a person, the whole of deen will come easily into a person. Now his heart is strong. His blood pumping through the whole body. Now a person will be able to do many good actions. So the most important thing is for the aqidah and beliefs of a person to be correct. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off mentioning about the Qur'an Kareem. That the Qur'an Kareem is a proof that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on a straight path. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions about past nations to show about risalat, the importance of risalat and how much of fikr and concern. Never mind the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, even the followers of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam had for their people, where the two Nabis of Allah or two messengers of Allah ta'ala went to Antakya one place, and they gave da'wah to the people. The people belied them, did not believe in them. Allah ta'ala sent a third one and they came and explained to the people. People are saying, we are getting bad luck because of you people. If you don't stop, we will stone you. They said, no, your bad luck is with you because of your evil actions. Even after you are being reminded, aren't you prepared to listen and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There was a person by the name of Habib Najjar who had accepted the call of these Anbiya alayhi salam or these messengers. He comes running from the end of the village or the city, and he comes to the people and he encourages them. They follow the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. They are not asking you for money. They are rightly guided. And why shouldn't I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created me? And we have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you take idol worship and believe in other gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Anyhow, these people, after hearing his message, they killed him. And it was said to him, Allah ta'ala said, enter into Jannah. And then he said, Ya layta qawmi ya'lamun. If only my people had to know how Allah ta'ala forgave me and Allah ta'ala made me amongst the honorable people. As Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that he was a well-wisher of his people in his life also, and after he passed away also he was had that concern and fikr for his people. Anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually destroyed these people. And Allah said, we don't have to send whole armies to destroy the people. Just one scream, one shout, and suddenly all of them are completely destroyed. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the problem with these people? When the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam came to them, then they made a joke of the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and this led to their destruction. And what did the Anbiya alayhi salam teach? Tawheed, the oneness of Allah ta'ala. So thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many proofs of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day and the night, the sun and the moon, how they are moving. And the person will look at all of these things, automatically he will see the great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ships which are moving on the ocean, the fruits which Allah ta'ala is giving to people, how people are eating and benefiting. Afala yashkurun. Why don't they make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of these bounties? And for the tawheed also, what will remind a person of tawheed? Remember akhirat. If you think about akhirat, then inshallah a person's tawheed and the oneness of Allah ta'ala, his muhtajigi, his need of Allah ta'ala will become stronger. Otherwise people will make funny iskals and objections, like how these people, when it was said to them, spending the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is why can't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feed those people? Is Allah ta'ala poor? Allah ta'ala doesn't have the ability. So funny objections they made. Allah ta'ala says, remember the day of qiyamah. There will be just like one scream. It will take all of them while they are arguing and speaking among themselves. And they won't have the chance now to make wasiyat, to go back to their family members. And then when the trumpet is blown, then these people will suddenly wake up from their graves and they will be running to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya wailana man ba'athana min marqadina. When they will see the fearful sight on the day of qiyamah, then what the punishment they were getting in the qabr will be like a sleeping place, a resting place. They say, who woke us up from our resting place? Even though they were getting punished in the grave, but they will feel like there was a resting place, a comfortable place, when they will see the fear on the day of qiyamah. And then Allah ta'ala says, just one scream, suddenly everyone will be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that day, no zulam and oppression will be done upon any person. The people of Jannah on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, even on the plains of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will give them great enjoyment. Fi shukhulin faqiyun. They will be enjoying themselves. They're taking great benefit on the plains of Qiyamah. They and their wives will be sitting in the shade. On thrones, they will be reclining. There will be fruits for them also. and whatever they want to, whatever they desire, and salam will come from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you people are in safety. They only fear for those people of iman, amal, salihah. Even on the plains of Qiyamah, Allah will give them comfort. And it will be said, وَمْتَعَزُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. O Muslims and sinners, separate yourself today from the believers. You go on the other side. Didn't I tell you people never to worship shaitan? And to worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan made you go on the wrong path. For you people is the fire of Jahannam. And you have to enter now Jahannam. And you will roast in the fire of Jahannam because of the kufr and disbelief that you had. And on the day of Qiyamah, we won't be unjust and unfair. We will have proof against you people. نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِمْ. We will close up your mouth, because your mouth used to speak a lot of lies. And your hands will speak to us. And your feet will testify also exactly what a person is earning in this worldly life. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us long life, given us a long life, so a person can take lesson. So a person should take lesson. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that certain doubts which the people had about akhirat, how can we come back to life again? Allah says nothing difficult at all. How Allah ta'ala created you the first time, what difficulty is there for Allah ta'ala to create you a second time? Actually, and according to our logic and understanding, to create a first time is more difficult than creating a second time. Once you've done it the first time, to make it a second time is much easier. So for Allah ta'ala, he says kun fayakun, be, and it will come into existence. There's nothing difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. The next surah is Surah Al-Tawafat. And in Surah Al-Tawafat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions also da'wah towards Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet even the great, great angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are what in what power they've got. But they also, they testify, inna ilahakum lawahid, that your creator and sustain is only one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah controls everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the day of Qiyamah. Tawheed, two ways generally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about Tawheed in the Quran. One is about the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about the favors which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in this worldly life for us to make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we reminded about akhirat. So when you think about akhirat, we get fear and we worship only one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this theme we find throughout the Quran, at-tazkir bi ayyamillah and at-tazkir bi ma ba'd al-maut, what will happen to a person after the life of after he passes away. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also mentions on the day of Qiyamah what will happen. Waqifuhum, it will be said, made them stand. إِنَّهُ مَسْؤُولٌ. Imagine what a fearful. وَقِفُوهُمْ. Make them stand. They must stand up now before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will have to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you won't be able to help one another. And the kuffar will be discussing amongst themselves. And they will say, why you people destroyed us? And they will be having the arguments. And on the other hand, the إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ, the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be in comfort. They will be getting rosy and sustenance. Which they will know exactly when it is coming. They won't have any doubt and fear in their hearts. And all of the sustenance which you will get will be fawaki. It will be a means of enjoyment. Not as a means of to remove hunger for a person, but just enjoyment. And the food they will get will be full of ikram and honor. Not like a beggar in this world is getting food. He's also getting his sustenance. But with honor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant it to him. They will be in the gardens of enjoyment, lying on thrones, sitting next facing one another. And young boys will be coming and serving them with all kinds of wine. Such wonderful wine. They won't be getting headaches from there. They won't feel upset. And all the effects of the wine of this world, but it will be completely pure wine. And they will be having the beautiful hurs of Jannat, qasiratu tarfi'in, those women whose eyes will only be on them, it won't be on anybody else. And every person according to the likes which he has got in this world, how he likes a woman, how she must look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to them. The Arabs, they like a woman with huge eyes, white eyes, big eyes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran many, many places. Obviously every person according to this was according to the Arab people, other people according to their taste and their desires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them the woman how they like. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even in Jannah now they will be sitting and discussing among themselves, because one of the main things which will take a person to Jannah to Jahannam is a friend and a company a person keeps. So one person will be sitting there and say, you know, I had one companion in the world, and he used to ask me, are you a person who believes in akhirat? When we die and we become sand and bones, you think we're going to get a recompense in the year after? Then he will tell his friend, come let us look now and see where that person is. Then they will look up and they will find him in the depths of Jahannam. And then this person will say, I take a qasam by Allah, you would have destroyed me. It was very close for you to destroy me. If it wasn't for the mercy and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would have been also among those people, unfortunately, who have been destroyed. And we're not going to die except our first death. And then after that, we all have to stand up before. There is no death after this. There's only one death when a person leaves this world. Then on the day of Qiyamah, after that there will be no death at all. Death will actually be killed in front of all the people of Jannah. When the people of Jannah will see this, so much of joy they will get, that death has been killed now, we can never ever die. And when the people of Jahannam see death being killed, it will be slaughtered in the form of a ram. It will be slaughtered. And such fear will overcome the people of Jahannam. There will never be so much of sorrow in their heart, what the amount of sorrow they will have at that time. And Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna hadha lahu al-fawzul azim." This is the great success. For these actions, a person should make an effort. On the other hand, is this better? Or the tree of Zakum, which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has made it in the depths of Jahannam. And the fruits in there, the people will be eating and filling up their stomachs and their bellies from it. And then boiling hot water, when they will feel the pain in the stomach, that we are eating this tree and it's cutting through us, our intestines, and hurting us. Then the boiling hot water they will be given, and they will be made to drink the boiling hot water, which will, the left one will going up, and the other left will, it will swell up and it will come down over the stomach. May Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. In this world we cannot bear a small fire of the dunya. What is the fire of the akhirat, of Jahannam? Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that if you want to look at our true servants in the past, how Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala held them, those who are the Ahlul Tawheed, the one who held firm on Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, they eventually were successful. We had Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, we had Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. His people actually wanted to throw him in the fire, and how Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala helped and saved him. And the other imtihan and examination Allah Ta'ala took of him, where he had to slaughter his own son, he was shown a dream that he must slaughter your son. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam passed this examination with flying colors. That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he fulfilled the command of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Many times a person will have examinations in his life, tests in his life. Obviously, the Ambiya alayhi salam's tests are very high, very difficult examinations according to their level. As a person who is in grade 5 or grade 6, you can't give him an examination for a person in matric or a person in grade 9, grade 10. Obviously, a person according to his level, the Ambiya alayhi salam of the highest levels, the examinations were very difficult. But in there is a lesson for us to look at how they passed the examinations and how Allah's favor came upon them. Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna kadhalika najzi al-muhsinin," in a similar manner, we will reward those people who do good. It's not only for the Anbiya alayhi salam. You pass your examinations, everyone has tests in his life. Some of them is regarding his rosy and sustenance. He's earning in a haram way. He has to leave his job and look for something which is halal. Sometimes in your business, the boss is not allowing you to perform your salat, and you say, "I'm leaving now because I can't without my salat." Or sometimes it's the imtihan of hijab in our families, that they do not want to make family hijab. So a person has to be a bit firm at that time. So these different examinations come in a person's life. If a person holds firm and he's steadfast for a short while, the examination goes, and then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala opens up for a person, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, in this way we reward those people who do good. Allah Ta'ala's favors and kindness comes upon the people. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he remained firm, and then Allah Ta'ala says, "Salamun ala Ibrahim." We left salamati, safety, people making dua for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in posterity. People always speak good of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam because of the sacrifice which he had made. And we gave him so much of barakat and blessings in his progeny until the day of Qiyamah, the Bani Ismail, the Bani Israel, in the all progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, Ilyas alayhi salatu wasalam, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came, and how eventually Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's help and assistance came to them. Even Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, and Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was, he made a small error. And because of this, he was swallowed up by the fish. But there also he made tasbih and he remembered Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, "La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin." Allah Ta'ala said, if he wasn't making tasbih, then he would have remained in the belly of the fish till the day of Qiyamah. But because he remembered Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, so even in difficult occasions, Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance comes to a person, those who keep up the connection and relationship with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Sa'd. And in Surah Sa'd also Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions that the final result of those people who make takzeeb, who belied the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, was complete destruction for them. And on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala was waiting for people to become awwab. Awwab means a person who turns his attention to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He cries and he humbles himself. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, my doors are open until death. You make awwab, you turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, innahu awwab. He turned his attention to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah made what and what bounties for him, that even the mountains and the birds used to make the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala together with Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, another incident is mentioned of Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, where he made an istihadi error, istihadi mistake. There also he made awab, immediately turned to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, O Dawud alayhi salam, will grant you khilafat in the earth. You must judge, rule amongst the people with justice. Do not ever follow your desires, otherwise it will turn you away from the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But anyhow, Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, in there is a lesson for us. He made a small, a minor misunderstanding, a judgment in error, but immediately he turned his attention to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, asked Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. So for us who are big sinners, we also have to turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. The more we will turn our attention to Allah Ta'ala, Allah's favors will come upon a person. So ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says, Ni'am al-abd, what a wonderful servant, innahu awwab. He also turned his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day the horses were brought in front of them, and he became so involved in the horses that the time of salat went out, and they were for jihad, for a dini matter also. But and there's no guna and sin if a person, for a valid reason or something he forgot, and he missed his salat, then obviously as soon as he remembers, he must make up his salat. It comes in the hadith that you must immediately make it up as soon as you remember. You overslept one day mistakenly. There's no guna and sin. But Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was so grief-stricken that he slaughtered those animals. He made qurbani of them for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he had no, he turned his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الرِّيحَ. We made a wind for him. He had one, his army of the horses, he had slaughtered them for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. Allah gave him even more powerful army, more powerful way of traveling. That the wind became subservient to him. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam could travel wherever he wanted to now in the wind. He had a carpet. And the jinnat and all of them, 100,000 people or whatever it was, a huge carpet, and they would travel from one area to another area in a short distance. In the morning, in the evening, you are in the next place. Or one time you're in Baitul Maqdis, next place you're in Makkah Mukarramah for the next namaz, next and salat you're in another country. So this is the bounty Allah Ta'ala has given him, far better than the horses, because he has sacrificed them for Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he went through some sickness and difficulty. He also was innahu awwab. Allah said, Inna wajadnahu sabira. We found him having the quality of sabr and patience in this difficult occasion. Ni'am al-abd. What a wonderful servant he was. Innahu awwab. He also turned his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them had this quality of awwab. That as soon as they had some problem and difficulty, how much of dua are we making to Allah ta'ala? How much are we crying and begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the quality which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves in a person. Sometimes Allah ta'ala tests a person for quite a while also. A person is tested. Examination is given to a person, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors and ihsan come eventually upon a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this is nasihat and advice for you people, and those who are the awwab and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we have prepared for them in the year after, all the bounties of Jannah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept. And on the other hand, if you are not awwab, then you are like Iblis. And Allah ta'ala mentions about Iblis here. So all the angels made sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, illa Iblis. And he had pride and arrogance in it. But I make sajda for the one. He had pride in him. Allah said, Istakbara. And he said, when Allah Ta'ala asked him, why are you not making sajda? I have created it with my own kudrat and power. Are you proud? He said, oh Allah, ana khayrun min. I am better than him. You created me from fire, and you created him from sand. So he used his logic against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was told, go out from Jannat, and you are completely accursed. Till the day of Qiyamah, my curses will be upon you. He asked, oh Allah Ta'ala, give me chance until the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala said, no, you will get chance, but not till the day of Qiyamah, until the time when, before Qiyamah, your life will also be taken away. And then he took an oath, I take a custom by you, oh Allah, I will definitely misguide all of mankind, except those who are your true and chosen servants, those mukhlaseen, those who are the chosen servants of Allah Ta'ala, or those people who have got ikhlas and sincerity with them. We look at the next surah where Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Zumar, the ulama say, al-da'watu ila al-ikhlas, where Allah Ta'ala is giving us da'wah towards ikhlas and sincerity. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mukhlisan lahu ad-deen, making your deen, your worship, your ibadat khalis, and solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala lillahi deenul khalis, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only is a pure and a perfect deen. And Allah ta'ala does not want any, as I was mentioning, shirkat, any joining, adulteration. This is not liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the reason why you must only worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not turn to anybody else. One is because Allah is in control of everything. So Allah Ta'ala mentions His Qudrat and how Allah Ta'ala created us. يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُتُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. Allah created you in the wombs of your mothers. خَلْقَ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ. Stages upon stages in three layers of darkness. Normally in life when you want to make something, you need a lot of light to make it. If any factory there is no light, you can't work. But Allah Ta'ala in darkness, normally you need tools. There is no tools in the womb of the mother. But without tools, in complete darkness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates as he wants to. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your creator and sustainer. And this is one reason why a person must have ikhlas. And the other reason why a person must have ikhlas is because of akhirat. We'll have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward a person. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, only worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what the people of in akhirat, what and what Allah ta'ala has bounties he has bestowed to them. And then the last ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if Allah Ta'ala has opened up your heart for Islam and you are on nur and a light from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you can never be like a person whose heart is closed, whose heart has become hard from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person's heart is to open up for Islam. And this was already mentioned in the 8th para, when his eyes were revealed, that the person whose heart is opened up for Islam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the heart opens up for Islam, then the nur of Iman enters into a person's heart. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there any signs for a person to know that the nur of Islam has entered his heart? That have I got real Iman within myself or not? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, there are three signs to see whether Islam has come into your heart or not. The first sign is at tajafi and daril ghurur, where a person, the world of deception, in he understands the world of deception, so automatically he turns away from this world of deception, this world which is turning a person's attention away from Allah, he turns away from it. Well, inabatu ila daril khulud, and a person is turning his attention now towards a house which will remain forever and forever, that is Jannat and Akhirat. So he understands this place of this world is a deception, and he turns his attention towards daril khulud, the place where I will be living forever and forever. And number three, wal isti'adadu lil maut qabla nuzulihi, and a person starts preparing for death before death comes to a person. So when these three qualities are found in a person, now we know that the nur of Islam has entered his heart. If these qualities are not within a person, then we'll have to make effort for it. What is the effort mentioned in the Quran Sharif? Two efforts here. One is tilawat of Quran Sharif. This removes the grime from the heart and it creates the love of akhirat for a person. And together with this, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَوَيْرُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. When a person is unmindful of Allah ta'ala, he forgets, he doesn't make his zikr, then automatically his heart becomes hard. He becomes more inclined towards the dunya and the things of this world. But the more we will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember akhirat, make tilawat of Quran, inshallah this crime is removed from a person. Because remember on the day of Qiyamah, if you haven't got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the example Allah gives is one person, he's got many, many partners above him. And on the other hand, you've got one person, it's only one boss. Can the two of them ever be equal? The one has got many, many bosses. He's telling him to do one thing, he's telling him to do something else, he's telling him something else, he's completely confused. And then he doesn't know who his boss actually is. He's living a very confused life, a person who follows shirk, he's got many gods above him. And the one person has got one Allah above him only. That's why Allah is saying, have ikhlas and sincerity. Only do your actions for one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person who's got one boss above him, he does for one and he gets the reward from that boss. What a happy life that person lives. So Allah has given us example. This is unfortunately so easy. The example is alhamdulillah. All praise to Allah ta'ala who has given us this example. Understand it well. But unfortunately most people cannot think about this here. So one is shirk al-akbar, the big shirk what we mentioned in the kitab on aqidah. But shirk al-azhar also, we have to make an effort that we mustn't do any actions for anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's an effort that has to be made in a person to bring ikhlas and sincerity into his life. Allah ta'ala grant myself and all of us tawfiq to make amal.